welcome to Mice Cast. It hosts Greg, Mike, and...
You're damn right.
Was that better?
Still out of sync.
Practice a little, maybe. Well, maybe that's why he's out of sync with us sometimes, a little behind. Maybe his feed is a little off.
Could be. The hamster's powering his internet there in Anaheim are probably tired.
You know, I am working right now with the oldest computer in this house, so it's only running 8 gigs of RAM. So.
I see how he
gigs of RAM.
Yeah, go figure.
Our show. All right. Pixie dusting. Is that what we're talking about?
Pixie dusting. You want to explain pixie dusting?
I don't know what the.
And it has nothing to do with the tilt-a-whirl. If you want to
or the cleanup in aisle three. So.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, I saw this article.
What?
Yes, Mike.
Which vacation was that from? He's a pixie dust spreader on the tilt-a-whirl. Cousin Eddie says that to Clark. Was it Vegas vacation? Where he's running down when the kids are all up to?
It's got to be Vegas. It doesn't seem like it would fit with one of the other ones.
All right. So, yeah. Pixie dusting. All right. So, our favorite.
I saw this article from Mickey Visit. Yeah, one of our favorite.
One of the many that rile us up for.
Yeah, well, you know, they pretend they're journalists, and then half the time it takes 4 to 5 paragraphs of bloviating to get to what the actual subject is. This one has to do with what people are calling pixie dusting. Now, when I was in the park, you know, there was a code pixie dust when, you know, that shit they throw on puke and pee and anything else that needs to be,
looks like,
you know.
Sawdust, right? Looks like sawdust.
Yeah, well, it looks like this stuff.
If
anybody's ever worked in an auto garage, it looks like the stuff you'd throw down on oil and stuff
to soak it up.
It's
pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
That's more like kitty litter.
Oil's more like kitty litter. Added to it.
Because it's clay.
Yeah. And so that, you know, that's what pixie dusting to me was. And then I guess, according to this article, it's a term used by Disney adults. Now, you got to remember the person that wrote this article with the first name of Lindsay is probably a Disney adult herself. And it was supposedly refers to small acts of surprise kindness or magic created by guests or cast members for other guests. Now, what to you seems very, very wrong about that sentence? And forget the grammar. What is wrong with that sentence? And if I need to read it again and let you guys soak it in,
yeah,
I will.
Read it again.
Okay. And I'm quoting, pixie dusting, this is their quote, is a term used by Disney adults that refer to small acts of surprise kindness or magic created by guests or cast members for other guests.
I already know I know what my problem with it is.
And spit it out. What is it?
It is not up to a guest to create magic for another guest.
Right on, mother, brother. Right on, brother.
What the heck?
Yes.
Who?
Now.
What kind of knucklehead thinks it's up to them to create magic for another guest?
Well, I have
Disney adult, I guess. I
have a big problem with the idea that magic.
I mean, okay. So
I think what brought this to the front is, and they've got in this picture of the castle. Let me cut in for a second, Mike. They show a fast pass, old time paper fast pass, and they show a bunch of little Jesus statues.
Yeah, I see it.
And I forgot what they say. What do they say across? I can't read quite. Oh, little. Jesus loves you. Okay, that's very nice. Get it at church. Hey, I'm a Christian, religious background brought up. But you don't need to be leaving your religious tracts and paraphernalia at the park.
No.
You know, you know what? I missed communion today. I wonder if anybody pixie dust some communion around
wafers.
The park somewhere.
Could lift some communion wafers.
And a little thing
little juice.
To go along with it.
Now, okay, but hang on. I know that sometimes the pixie dusting goes from guest to cast member, right?
Yes,
you know,
I
being
have
nice
heard
to
that
cast members.
Yeah.
Okay, I can get behind that because cast members we know generally deal with knucklehead idiots that you test your patience all day, every day. Yeah. So sure, if you go up and you make someone's work day, right? You're not making magic for them. You're making their work day just a little bit more tolerable. I can get behind that. The whole random act of kindness, you know, spread kindness mentality. But if I walk into a Disney park with my child, the only people I'm expecting to make my child, I don't want to say magical day, that's overused, but is someone who's there, it's their job to do it. I don't need some rando who may or may not be a pedophile walking up to my, you know, asking me, hey, can I give your kid this? Well, what is it? Right?
Yes. Well, let's see.
Everybody needs a little Jesus. Yes, he does.
Let's see what else,
but not here.
Let's see what else Lindsay has to say first.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, what? Okay,
because I kind of want. Yes, what is it? Quick? There's nothing.
Well, I was going to say you asked if I had any thoughts on this, and I had thoughts on it. So,
all right, serious thoughts.
Go ahead. Well, wait.
No.
Well, continue, please.
I wanted to get when they think it started. And why it's built up. And then, yes, please jump in, because until kind of recently, you were puttering around the park like an old man, you know, 8 hours a day as your work. So
I beg your pardon, like an old man? Speak for yourself.
Okay, yeah, just because I'm the oldest one here, right?
I still pulled 30,000 steps a day.
You see something
here?
How
do you do that sitting in
a
car?
Different? Yes.
No, that's before I had the car.
Oh.
With the car, I'm only doing about 7,000 steps.
You said you still do.
You were, you know, you said up until recently you were puttering around the park. I was puttering around at 30,000 steps a day.
Okay. Oh yeah. See, that kept him thin.
Yeah. Pixie dust, according
to thinner now than
according to Lindsay, yes. Pixie dusting at Disney has continued to evolve over the years as a method for fans to build connection with the Disney community. Pixie dusting has also been used to refer to cast members who give guests special perks out of kindness. Now, and before I go on to some examples, you know, there was a time like Mike and I remember going to Pirates a few times in a row, and it kept closing down every time we got close. We didn't even get a fucking fast pass.
Yeah, we did.
You know, at the did we once?
Anything but Pirates, don't you remember?
Oh, anything but Pirates. Because Karen and I went once, we got jack shit, and I went to City Hall because I told them this is the third time I've been here in a week and a half, and I still haven't been on the damn ride. Okay, so thanks for reminding me that was meant. Okay, an example of this would be a cast member issuing a child a surprise, or I'm sorry, a cast member pixie dusting a child.
By surprising them with a second ride on a favorite attraction, or by allowing them to experience something special outside the park's expected norms. That's the sentence.
Sorry. And of course, you know, its own set of rules and unruly guests expecting the same treatment because they've
just because
heard of it happening. Yeah. You know, and I'm sure that people have tried to take advantage because, of course, no one can keep shit to themselves anymore. So they got to announce it to the world.
That's called virtue signaling.
Yes. The most common practice of pixie dusting was handing out unused paper. Now, okay, I did this. I never considered it pixie dusting. I never really considered it an act of kindness. It was just like I'm walking out with a fast pass that I didn't get to use. Someone might as well, you know, get to use it. But when you gave your unused fast pass to another guest when you were leaving the park, well, usually if you're leaving the park, it wasn't going to do them any good either. You had to do it a little more inside the park. But, you know, with that said, this was a fun way to spread pixie dust to other guests as a welcome surprise to those who received them. In fact,
I'm already tired of hearing the term pixie dust. Don't say pixie dust anymore.
I'm way past it.
I'm past that too.
Oh my
God. Seen, you know, where they take the kids to go get dressed up as, characters, you know, like Bibbidi Bobbidi, yeah, and they, you know, sometimes they get sprinkled or they get a little wand, and I'm like, okay, I'm sure the kids appreciate it, but when you see the teen doing it and the adult doing it, you're like, okay,
yeah,
I don't want to jump into that.
And
whole,
you know how much, you know, money they're spending for that, yeah, crap too, even if it was a kid.
Yeah, I don't want to go down that whole road of like Mike just said, I want some, you know, potential pedophile.
You have no idea.
My kids, some, but.
You know, Michael Jackson loved children.
You know,
we
now,
had no,
I, you know,
we have no idea.
The biopic on him. They were never able to.
No, no,
you know,
he
convict
never,
arrest,
never convicted, never arrested.
He
but
went
still
to court. but I tell you, Karen and I have talked about this. I don't care.
It's enough to damage the reputation.
Okay, Kevin Spacey. Karen's always like, what fucking parent let their teenage kid go to some party and a sleepover with these adult actors? You don't know what the hell's going on, right? And again, Kevin Spacey accused 4 times, never got convicted of anything.
Enough, but enough to F him over, bounce him out of the
enough
industry.
Enough to F him over. Yes, he was just on Bill Maurer and his little private one he does, like one-on-one. And it was interesting to hear him talk and what he's doing. But anyways, moving on. I don't know. I never considered this stuff, you know, crapping out, you know, dust. It was just, you know, I don't. And leaving the trinkets behind. And I've seen this online where people, like, they'll post a locker number and the code to get in the locker number to find whatever they're leaving behind today. Or
really?
A clue, yeah, a clue to, like, here's a picture of a tree, so if you know where that tree is, and then down in the dirt, maybe under the tree.
Like it's like geocaching. We had geocaching going on.
Oh,
really?
I remember.
It's like Disneylanders geocaching. Oh my gosh!
I remember that was a big trend going around. Yeah.
But that was before GPS was on everyone's phone. You had to have your own little GPS unit to.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I had my fun hunting those things down.
What, okay, so what were you going to say before I told you to wait so I could explain?
All right, so back in the day when I was still in the park, we had...
Puttering around like an old man.
Puttering around like an old man.
Sorry, Richard.
My thoughts. There was always the encouragement of trying to create that Disney moment for somebody. Go out and give somebody a Disney moment.
Were you old enough for the AARP?
Not near it. but they were always pushing, you know, trying to find that Disney moment for somebody, you know, get them, you know, backdoor pass or do this, find out something that you can do for them. And there was that type of stuff.
You
during
know,
that time,
out at 55.
During that same time, we had our regulars that would come into the park all the time. And we get to know them, they get to know us, and they would give us little trinkets. I remember, guests that I didn't know that would be coming in, they would give us a little card saying, thank you for being here. Thank you for creating a, you know, a fabulous atmosphere for us. But guests that I did know, they had a little more personalized, you know, they had a little caricature drawn of you in your costume or something like that. And they just basically hand you that type of stuff. Just, you know, personally thanking you as, you know, as a cast member in the park. We did have, like I said, we did have geocaching going on. I haven't seen it recently, but like I said, I'm not in the parks that much anymore. And we did have those people that would leave things behind. Now, that type of stuff, we frowned upon guests giving out things to other guests, giving it, whether trinkets, whatever it was, even your little Mickey Mouse, you know, Jesus with a Mickey Mouse hat, we frowned upon it because the idea was, and you guys both knew this from orientation stuff, was the star of the show is Disneyland. And you're going in there and you're creating stuff that's taking away from Disneyland. It's not your job as a guest to come in and be, you know, adding this other stuff. If that's to be added, Disneyland will take care of that. Somebody around here. So there was that problem with it. Not to mention, yeah, we don't know who's doing what, you know, going into a locker, you know, with the locker number, what's in there. We don't know, you know, do you have something that's a neat trinket or do you have, what's his name from, Oklahoma City, adding something into the locker for you to open up on them. Those things we would always nip in the bud right away. We'd stop that right off. And I've had numerous conversations with guests that were leaving and that type of stuff. And they'd say, well, what's wrong with it? And I go, it's because you're distracting from our show. You're distracting from Disneyland. It's nice that you want to do this, but it makes the show, but it makes Disneyland look bad. We can't have you doing it. And as you do that, I have to throw all this stuff away. So it's all trash anyway. So you're quite honestly leaving trash around for me to pick up.
Yeah, it's like spreading your family ashes. They're just going to get vacuumed up and thrown away.
Well, have you?
And they're going to be vacuumed up in a HEPA and put in a hazmat pod.
And there's really no reason to. I did a little research on that. There's no. You're not going to get a disease contaminated. No, there's nothing happening to you. Why they go through all this bullshit? I really don't know.
It's California law.
The only way you can spread ashes at Disneyland and make sure your relative does not end up inside a vacuum cleaner is if they go swimming in jungle or go swimming in the rivers of America or any other body of water. Because once you throw the ashes, they melt, they'll go to the bottom. That's it. They can't clean that up.
Well, the pirates, no, they didn't drain it, but I think they would have loved to just for that.
They still go out with a skimmer and the stuff that's still floating. They'll pick
sure,
it up.
Yeah, sure. If they see you doing it. Yeah.
I've got a third way. Well, I got a fourth way too.
Doesn't involve water? Flush them down the toilet?
that was one.
Hey, he was one of them.
That was one. The other one, well, of course, there's always ways to do it, stereotypically, yeah. Some people don't.
Sure.
Richard could fly over in his plane, and we open the door and dump it in the skies over the park.
Then you get a violation for a FAA, pilot license because you can't throw anything out of an aircraft.
Who cares? No one's going to know.
Well, yeah. All right, but back to the
show. You get something like the dude and have
the wind push it right back in your face. Yeah.
Karen went to, or her doctor was telling the story. He went to a funeral that same thing happened. I'm like, just like the Big Lebowski. She's like, what? Anyways. I'm moving down the line.
There's some other descriptions of this happening that's really disturbing.
Okay, let's get to this one. And I'm going to, Mike, you've been on cruises, right?
Yes.
Have you been on a Disney cruise?
Our first cruise is on Disney cruise.
Do you know what? Because I don't know what this is. I've never cruised.
Let me guess. You're going to say fish extender. Yes.
What is it?
Okay, so the lamps outside your door are shaped like fishes. And they would hang decorations. They would hang decorations from the fish called fish extender. And then it became like those little shoe pockets, that you hang on a door. You hang those and people, you can leave trinkets in there. And people would take the trinkets off your door and then leave you stuff from theirs. Or you could put magnets. The kids were.
Uh-oh. Turn on the Jeopardy music.
2011.
Yeah. I'm trying. Smoke starts going.
Yeah, no, 2011. We went on the cruise of 2011. And back then, you get your information from forums and some from books, right? Passport, remember Passporter had cruise editions. Yeah. And they all talked about the fish extender stuff. And I'm reading this and I turned to Sherry, are we going to do this? She goes, hell no. We're not even put magnets on our door. We don't want people to know who we are. 2000, no. Again, you never know. Random pedophile.
I get you.
But yeah, no, we did not participate. We didn't leave trinkets. We didn't accept trinkets.
So there's a whole section that says not all forms of pixie. Well, I don't know what other words you want me to use. pixie dust are done in that way. Some guests are using.
No, this is dark stuff.
Some
people are
using shit dusting as a marketing tool. On our last Disney cruise, we received multiple items in our fish extenders that were advertising personal Etsy businesses and trinkets with religious propaganda attached to them. Our family even joked about this, calling it junk mail on a fish extender. But to be fair, we had a fish extender hung up, which is an open invitation to invite them. And then now I guess there's a whole Reddit thing going. And some draw the line at religious gifts, with one person sharing, I don't think the worst I've seen is people, I think the worst thing I've seen is people giving out religious articles and calling it pixie dusting. Now, this is sometimes where my hackles go up. I said earlier, I don't think you should be leaving the little Jesuses around and all that. But quite honestly, I think some of these people are okay with everything until someone left a it's probably what they meant. It's like a religious tract.
Okay.
Or the little, you know, the little Jesus statue. It's cute. I'd probably throw it. I've got a new, or I think I told you. I got a new sign at my front door, one of them that says protected by the Second Amendment. The other one that said, you know, no soliciting, private property.
We've already given. Yeah. Don't. Yeah.
Please go away, friends, you know, deliveries, yeah. You know, mail. Okay. One of the signs I looked at was like, I'm too poor to buy what you're selling. I already found Jesus. You know, you go down the line of all the people you think that come to your door. And I think you told me you were 50-50. I had a guy come up to my door yesterday. I pulled up my app because it said somebody was at my door. You could see the guys say, oh, fucking turn around and walk away. And yeah. You never pushed the doorbell. So,
yeah, yeah.
So far, so good.
It's, you know, you've had teenagers in your neighborhood selling magazine subscriptions.
Teenagers I know that are not from my neighborhood selling. Well,
but my point is teenagers don't know what no soliciting means. Those are the ones that ring the doorbell. And I
sure because they don't
know a lot of things.
Yeah,
and spelling and words.
So I've explained twice on two occasions, you know, because I happen to be not engaged, I could go answer the door. Hey, what's up? Hi,
he's retired now, so he can answer.
This was not recent. And, you know, hi, I'm the neighborhood. I go, stop right there. I go, do you see that sign above the doorbell? Yes, I do. Do you know what that means? No, I don't. Well, no soliciting means I don't want you trying to sell me anything. So don't bother ringing the doorbell. And if you go down the street and you see the sign ever again, don't ring the doorbell. Just keep walking.
I might have added it says, go the fuck away. I don't know.
No, I am. You know.
It's irritating that these very simple words. I think they also could be bullshitting you, but anyways, when I see people like now, they've been okay with all this pixie dusting, so in a way they've already bought into this, but oh my god, Jesus came around and
that's a problem.
They freaked the fuck out. Well, and I'm sorry, so, but I agree this is not the way to share your religion. It's also, you guys have opened the door with all this bullshit in the first place. What would you expect?
They're gonna stomp on it at some point, I think.
Well, who opened the door? Was it Disney?
Not Disney. All these, well, I know the cruise, it might be Disney encouraging people I mean, how did that stuff start where you hung that shit on the door?
You know, people get together on forums and they, you know, hey, who's going on this cruise? Well, I'm going on this cruise. Well, you know, where are you from? Well, I'm right down the street. You know, people all right, so today, right? Even today, when we book a cruise, I'll join that sailing's Facebook group just to see what kind of people are on there.
Okay.
And they will say, who wants to meet up or who wants to play this game or who wants to learn how to play this game? It's just, that still kind of goes on. And I think the fish extender kind of comes from that. Let's create our own little clique inside the ship with 3,000.
Okay, what about the door decorating in Florida? Would you say, is that pixie dusting or just sharing your like of Disney or collecting the what about when the cast members create the little animals out of the towels and then I see people collecting them and putting them in their windows?
All right. Okay. That might, making towel animals might be pixie dusting, but you know, I think that kind of on a ship that happens every night. When we were on our Disney cruise, every night was a different towel animal on the bed when we came back from dinner.
I found it to be hit and miss at Disney World.
Yeah, Disney World also hit and miss.
When I was at the yacht club, it was pretty much every night.
You know, and when I was at the beach club, I ended up, I don't know if it was the transporter guy, whatever the ones you mentioned. I have their big book too.
Passporter.
Somewhere somebody had a template to print out envelopes to leave daily tips. Now, when I'm in Vegas, you'll be lucky if I leave a tip on my last day on the way out. in my mind, these people are paid to do a job. They did it, and I paid fucking ass on resort fees, which are more than the hotel. I'm not, you know, Richard used to tip all the time. I haven't seen him leave money lately.
I'm starting to take, I've been thinking about leaving on the envelope. Take away resort fees. Tell your managers to take away resort fees. I'll start leaving you a tip.
Yeah. So in Florida, though, I printed out these envelopes, and there was a different one for every day. And we put some money in it because I know there wasn't a resort fee. Yeah, I'm paying a lot of money, but, you know, I was trying to get into that whole Disney spirit. Okay. And I put it in a very obvious place. They never picked it up. Day after day, no one picked that up. So I just pocketed it all at the end of the week. And I purposely left it there for them because, you know, there's a big discussion online whether or not you should leave tips. You know, I don't get this. I don't tip my mailman. The guy's doing his job. No. Why are you?
If I need extra services like more towels or, you know, usually, especially, you know, for the family trips to the lake, we show up, the room has two towels in it or four towels. And I'm like, please leave extra towels when we go out for the day. And I leave $2. And then and when we come back, there's twice as many towels as they, you know, when we left. And then $2 is gone. That's how I usually use that service.
You know, you know what Richard and I do in Florida? We find a cart in the hallway.
Raid the cart.
Raid the cart. Just, well, you know,
if the girl comes out, we're like, you know, he shits a lot. Can I get some more toilet paper?
Dude, thanks. I'm sorry. When we're hitting the road at the lake, we're leaving the hotel at 7 a.m. So that we're not running into the cart. But back to the topic.
We just happened. They seems like they're cleaning rooms all day in Vegas. You
maybe,
know?
Maybe.
You walk by at the right time. There's a cart. You need some toilet paper.
And
they're out there from 7 in the morning till 7 at night.
Yeah. But there's a dark aspect of this pixie talk. I hate this term.
Okay, what is the dark aspect?
Okay, so I'm going to tell it. I'm going to read the paragraph.
Fairy shitting.
It's
a fairy shit, right?
Along with religious messages, pixie dusting has also been extended as a method to spread stories that may unintentionally make other guests uncomfortable. In a more extreme example, someone shared this story. The worst I've heard of was a woman who had a miscarriage at Be Our Guest, who then later came back to visit and passed out pixie dust gifts at Be Our Guest with notes that said it was in memory of her baby that died at Be Our Guest. That's not pixie dusting. That's bringing other people down with you.
That's creepy and...
Yeah, dark.
I don't even know if I would believe it because I watch a lot of true crime. And there's been some weird shit where, like, women said they were pregnant that never were. You know? There's this new trend of carrying these very expensive, realistic-looking babies.
They're dolls,
around the park.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times too.
Taking them on rides with them. And when they can't, they
freak out the cast members on the ride because they think they're trying to put a baby on a roller coaster,
or they're left in the stroller and people freak out because they think there's a real baby.
Left in
the stroller.
Those people have other problems. That's not pixie dusting. I'm sorry.
No, but they fit in the Disney adult world.
Well, okay. There's Venn diagrams, right? Everybody can be put in a circle.
I saw that.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
I don't want to go there. I don't really don't want to talk about.
Keep your shit to yourself. If a cast member is extra nice to you, that's great.
Go to City Hall and put a compliment in for that cast member.
Yes, the public doesn't need to be doing anything for other adults or children in the park. You know, there's a reason why there's a whole group of trollers in the Disney community just calling everybody pedophiles every day. What did I say that triggered you?
He's just dying over there.
I'm just thinking of the knucklehead who comes in with a doll in a stroller.
Oh.
And goes to City Hall and says, thank you for treating me with kindness in my doll in my stroller. I'm like, holy smokes.
You have no empathy, do you?
Oh my gosh. Those people, okay, yes, they deserve some empathy, but they also need something else.
Therapy.
Oh my gosh, therapy.
And I will say there are times it's hard to keep a straight face when you're trying to say thank you very much.
Oh.
You're very welcome.
Okay. I was just spinning out trying to think of someone all happy pushing their baby.
I'm thinking, I don't remember saying a fart or poop joke.
No, you were.
Because that'll get Mike going.
No,
we
it was.
We were out in the desert doing pictures
night
of
photography.
Like, the night photography. And I mentioned to Mike, I bought a bidet adapter for my toilet.
It was funny at the time.
After one or two words, he could not stop laughing.
Well, because like, you were so describing about it, but... how much better and clean you felt. Did you feel clean before?
Inside and out.
It's like, come on.
You've had an MRE in the military, right?
Yep. More than once.
And you know you get
stopped
a,
up.
You are sure.
On purpose.
That's on purpose, right?
Yes.
But you get a piece of toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's like maybe
more
than a camera.
One square.
That,
it's like one square.
That big.
It's two squares of TP. Yeah.
You know how a Marine uses this?
Yes. Puts his finger through it.
Pokes a hole. Yeah. Okay, this is too thick.
Put your finger through it.
Got finger through there. Do your work.
Get out.
And then use this
that
to clean your fingernails. Yes.
See, this is how this show has gone. Well,
this is where the Disney adult community has gone way too far. You've got fairy farts and crap, you know, on people. And like I say, I find it funny that they draw these Disney adults are drawing the line at the religious messaging, but yet all this other bullshit they're okay with, it seems like.
Yeah. I will say from the standpoint of where I've worked with it and everything, none of it's acceptable. You can't leave stuff hanging around. It's not your place to put stuff down and everything, and it just becomes trash for us to have to pick up and have to explain why things go on.
And then you gotta wonder if someone at some point, because this is a trope used in about every spy movie. There's a loose brick
letter drop.
There's a loose brick somewhere where they're hiding stuff right? Next thing you know, you're going to have people carving out these little places where they can pull something out and put it. Because honestly, some of the stuff I've seen online is really close to that. They either find a rock in a certain area.
You're going to have to show me this next time we're in the same room.
This is an acceptable thing to pass. The fake baby and the pixie dusting is acceptable to send to you. To see now.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that on my list.
Dude, the pixie dusting I already got. Okay. You already sent that to me. That's on the list.
Yeah, but some of this stuff is considered the actual people doing the pixie dusting where they're like, oh, look at today at this time. Or if you're the first one to locker 335.
Yeah, and you're seeing
combo,
this on Instagram?
You know,
Okay.
Which I'm sure comes from IG and everywhere else, too.
There used to be a spot that was a geocache on Main Street that was the doorway. I want to say it's where the cast member window is. There's a mailbox there, and somebody opened up. Well, people started leaving stickers and trinkets and everything in there for other people to pick up, and it became kind of a drop area. So we cleaned it out, screwed down the lid. Somebody came by, unscrewed it, and they started putting all the stuff back up in there, and it became a little bit of a battle. I have found your, what are they called? The blue stones. They're
blue stones.
They're Bluetooth transmitters that people will put in areas that you can use to home in on, and they'll have a trinket drop right in that area.
Blue stone.
I found them all sorts. I can't remember what the name was called.
But it's interesting that it's like just a little Bluetooth transmitter.
Yeah, and I used to go out and hunt for those things. I'd be working in the middle of the night, so I'd go out and start tracking them down, and it got to be bad enough that we actually had a crew from the radio room go out there.
This reminds me of the Pokemon thing when people were like,
Pokemon Go, looking for the... Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and we had those. We had that, all that stuff going on. People were. There was supposedly one at the security office, so we would catch people backstage all the time by the security office because they wanted to get it.
That was probably a rare one, right?
Yeah. And there was one that was
yeah
on the upper floor of the carousel building when it was closed up there, so people were always sneaking upstairs to try to get to the Pokemon upstairs.
When I look up the word Bluestone, it shows me like pavers and whatnot. So I did a search for Bluetooth geocache. And a Bluetooth geocache uses wireless beacons or Bluetooth-enabled device to broadcast clues, coordinates, or validation codes to nearby seekers. Players use their smartphones or Bluetooth-enabled GPS units to detect the signal, unlock digital logs, or reveal the final container location. All right.
Okay, so I see a problem here, Richard, reading further, that goes against, I don't want to say goes against everything you just said, but makes everything you said even more difficult. As a former cast member, we love receiving things directly from guests.
He said, Richard said he's...
Treasure...
Okay, all right.
I have a treasure box full of stickers, bracelets, pens, and little trinkets. However, anything intentionally left out as a come-and-find-me gift cannot be picked up by a cast member and will be likely turned into lost and found or thrown away. We also can't accept food or anything of objective value. Well, everything's got objective value. I'm sorry, if it's a trinket, it's worth something. But, you know, there used to be a time you'd go to City Hall, you'd mention a name. Richard was extremely good to me. As he threw me out of the park, he only knocked me over once. And then you'd get the little letter, forward it over to your supervisor and get an attaboy. All right, you didn't brutalize him too much. That's good. All right, we're happy. That's the way you used to get, you know, compliments from guests.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a thank you, but you never expected them to run over to City Hall and give you something formal. That was awesome. But, now, you know, people didn't. Now, I can't say that someone didn't put a few shekels in my back pocket once, even though I refused to take their money for opening their car in less than 2 seconds and saving them like $85 from a locksmith. I'm like, I can't accept it. As I turned to walk away, I felt a hand in my back pocket.
I thought
you were just getting fresh with me, you know.
I had a locksmith come in and I said, well, I could have done that for you for free. And she goes, well, how much is it going to be? And the guy goes, $350.
Yeah. When was this?
This was last year.
Yeah. I'm talking like the 80s and
90s. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But Richard did say he's gotten.
He has. But didn't he also say that they're really not supposed to?
No, he didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that. I said, people I know, they would hand me stuff, and you know, or just give a little card. Thank you very much for being here for us, taking care of us, blah, 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 blah. And those things are fine, everything. Eddie Stone. I looked it up. It's Eddie Stone is the name of one of the
Eddie Stone
that I found. Yeah, I got three of those specifically.
Eddie Stone. E-D-D-Y.
Now, that comment, I have a chest full. I'm going to say that's a wannabe influencer cast member.
Now, wouldn't you say, though, that the policy should be, I can't accept anything. I'm doing my job. I'm so happy you're happy.
But those little cards, you know, it's like just saying thanks.
Well, the card I got, they literally walked down to the Hallmark store on Main Street, bought a card. Went over to Main Street to City Hall, turned it into City Hall. And City Hall called, or actually security said, they called City Hall and says they got something for you. I got it. You know what I didn't do? I didn't run over to security and wave it around so it would be in my record. I just accepted it, put it in my pocket. That's
same
nice.
Here.
But
that's
nothing.
That's exactly what I did too.
You know, I don't think anything should go to you directly. It should be like, I'm just doing my job. I'm really glad you're having a magical day and
exactly.
That the fairy farted her shit on you. I'm so happy, you know. Back in the 2000s, I'd drive up to Disneyland and ask people leaving if I could have their ticket for the rest of the evening. Those were the days. Talk about magic. This, of course, is the reason why Disneyland is now has a new security measure in place to prevent reuse of tickets and result in a recent lawsuit. And you know what I say to that whole statement? Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. the little kid in those videos you see online where they say something stupid, and this little kid in a baby seat site.
Or not.
Exactly. But the little kid's funnier. He's cute. He goes, bullshit. we've been cracking down on that probably since the 60s or 70s. So I know when I was there, we were cracking down on bullshit like that. I don't know.
We got a cop
think,
that was doing that.
Yeah, I think pixie farting, pooping bullshit. you know, and then you have you seen this recent trend also where cast members ask guests, like they'll give them a little like, what are the three, the only three animation films that don't have animals in them? And they put guests through these like questions. Now I don't know if they give the guests anything at the end of this little interaction.
That. I've seen that happen. It's like whatever.
But I don't understand why. I mean they're interacting. I get it. They're making a magical day. Is that a form of pixie dusting? Yeah, as long as you get three or four sponsors.
Yeah, that's considered pixie dusting. It's also something I personally kind of frowned upon. But you know, other area managers go, "Oh, that's so cute, that's so neat." And it's like
it sounds like Karen sometimes. She goes, "They're just having a good time," because I showed her some people like dance, like these people that do their dance routines in the park.
Yeah.
She goes, they're not hurting anybody. I'm like, that's not the point. The point is the park is not for them to do all their personal self validation.
I've
made the comment that they're detracting from the Disneyland show. How many times have all of us heard that phrase?
Well, like Mike is saying that kids don't know what solicitation means. I don't think half the cast members of Disneyland know what the show means.
Oh, they don't. Okay, it's five keys now instead of four, right? But show is the third one still. Well, they don't call it show anymore.
See, so it's not the show.
Yeah, it's safety,
courtesy,
show,
capacity. Efficiency. Now efficiency. And then don't forget inclusion now is at the end.
Yeah, well, no, inclusion's supposed to be the number three one. And it's like,
fuck inclusion.
Whatever.
I saw somebody post a video today. Pray for Poland. They're not inclusive. You know, and you see teenagers and kids walking at night with no problem through the streets. You don't see any trash in the streets. You see very low crime. Please pray for them in their non-inclusionary ways.
Oh my gosh.
It's a counterintuitive, or you know, I see this a lot where people say, "I won't buy this," and they list all the virtues of why you should buy it. It's just one of the trends of the way people word things to get your attention.
And it works sometimes. All it does is make mad.
But yeah, with all the pixie dupe, I think a lot of it has gone three or four light years past the line.
Yeah, The first thing about someone else coming up to you and making a magic that's not a cast member,
I would firmly be afraid if they were doing something that would harm me.
I'm not sure that anybody actually said they necessarily came up to you personally.
Dude, the first thing was the first question.
Well, yes, but that was a general. Well, no, it's just
creating pixie dust for other guests.
It doesn't say that you had personal interaction. Leaving something in a locker or under a stone could be doing something.
All right, you missed it.
Oh, giving a popcorn, your unused popcorn thing to another guest. That's kind of interaction. But like I say, did we not sometimes give our unused fast pass?
That's not the same as a popcorn bucket.
No, I actually wouldn't take something that's
no. This food. If you put something on this food, if you put something inside here, if I eat out of it, I'm gonna die. No.
You know, during COVID, when I used DoorDash a lot more than I use it now, which is still too much, I remember they delivered something to the wrong door, and I looked at the picture. I'm like, that's three doors down. I contacted DoorDash. I said, I know exactly where my food is. It's not at my house. And I'm not going to eat that food because I don't know what potentially has been done to that food on someone else's
It's bad enough it went from the restaurant to someone else's hands, then to yours.
Yeah,
and then there is a line in here that I've also had numerous times experienced where it's talked about unruly guests that expect the same treatment that you gave to one guest. I've had guests that have had what their stroller is now missing or something happened, whatever happened, it took time. So to try to give a little time back, I'll take them through the back to the back of Matterhorn so they don't have to wait through the whole queue. And somebody gets mad that, well, why don't you do that for me? Well, you didn't have to spend the last 45 minutes with me explaining something else going on down here. So
you're right. Anybody that had to spend that last 45 minutes with you deserved right. the front of the line.
So, absolutely. So, Greg. Absolutely.
Here's the paragraph. Okay. Recently, pixie dusting at Disneyland and Walt Disney World has become more commonly associated with guests handing out small gifts like handmade items, friendship bracelets, stickers, 3D printed trinkets, ducks, and more. Guests handing this out. The idea here is to create magic for others in the park by handing them out or by placing them around the park for other guests to find.
I've dealt with both.
I know it's in there somewhere. Yes. I just saw this thing about.
So it's not being, just cast members. That's my issue with this. It's not some random person's job to make magic for me. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
I probably scrolled right past that, but no, I agree. I don't think any of this. I actually think to some extent, cast members are overdoing it because they've been very misguided.
I don't think cast members are overdoing it. Have you seen?
No. Well, I'm based on what people are saying here and what cast members are doing.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
No. Don't assume.
Doing a lot more. Okay.
All right. Hang on. This is a journalist, air quote journalist, right? Has a position, presenting this as fact. But you go to the park often enough. You have a freaking pass, for crying out loud. How often do you see this shit happening?
People giving other people shit.
No. They cast members
coming and say no thanks.
Cast members making magic for guests. How often do you see that happening? With your own eyeballs. Not someone telling you a story. You witnessing it happen.
Very little.
Thank you for making my point. They're making this up. I think half of this is AI generated anyway.
I know. You've got a big thing that most of these things are AI generated.
This person has 1,800...
You looked at some no, I just deets on this
every person. Time every time we do one of these, I click the byline because I'm convinced one of the Soren one was written by a bot because there's nothing about this person anywhere online.
I was thinking this was going to be written by one of the other ones. There's one girl that writes for like three of these. At least that name is being used for Disney Foods, Disney Fanatic, maybe this one too.
You should see this. The person who wrote this has 1,889 articles. She's written two today, and she's a freaking teacher at Colorado State. So I don't understand.
Okay, your wife's a teacher.
She has that much time.
You don't know how much time they have on their hands.
Oh, in the summer, well, it could be. I don't know, but still.
You know what? I worked with teachers, and they were the laziest group of security. Not totally, but this is back in the day when there were some mimeograph machines still hanging around. I looked at this guy was grading his papers. I'm like, when's the last time you updated this? I just looking at it. I could see that it had been copied and copied and copied. Oh, I haven't needed to update this for 10 years. What? He says, well, I can't fail anybody. You know, they just got to be pushing them through. Cause there's a whole thing where, you know, if a kid repeats eighth grade, you got money for him for the first time in eighth grade, but you didn't get any money again from the state for that kid the second time around. But I'm looking at her byline alone tells me way too much. And when I say that, I mean,
yeah, no,
you're trying to prove your worth here as someone that knows something. I'm sorry, that kind of credentials is way overdone. You know, it's a Disney expert since 2017. What kind of an expert was she before that?
Well, you know, she was probably, let's see. That's 9 years ago. She's maybe 30 now.
Well, okay. 35. It says she's from a lifelong Disney family that's been visiting Disneyland since the 1990s. She's currently planning her cruise line wedding and her favorite ride is the Haunted Mansion. you know what? I don't give a shit what your favorite writer is. Write me an article that's got good information. I don't see the character's like, oh, they're just happy doing what they want to do. And I'm like,
okay,
yeah,
fine.
But they're putting out bullshit.
Don't
sometimes.
Present it like it's fact. Present it like this is my opinion. Whatever. All right.
Yeah, it's a happy story.
What the pixie dusting I see story. With cast members to
guests,
a lot of it is online. I see the videos the guests are posting online that I can roughly, you don't like the word assume. I can induce and
infer.
Not induce, that's right. Infer that it's not staged.
Okay.
All right. So it's happening where I don't know. I mean, I can't get past the dope smoking rock and rollers, you know, with their tattoos and their Birkenstocks and the rest of the bullshit
patchouli
that I see in jazz members. You know, guys wearing girls' costumes, girls
oh
wearing guys'
my gosh.
Costumes.
Oh, no.
Hey, wait, the Supreme Court talked
no.
about that today.
I don't see the...
I want to go there.
I mean, there's always an exception to a very sweet and nice cast member. And then you have the ones that are just doing their job. Two... There,
I've
three.
Had
the, I mean, hey, I've been there. Fill. Been there in long hours and doubles. You get tired. You get, you know, you get ornery sometimes. But put it on.
Get
you
tired
know,
of dealing with people.
You know, yeah, get it. You know, that's not the job you should have.
Exactly.
Of course.
Working with people.
Of course.
It's the job your daughter had, where she can go blow up balloons in the back.
Yeah.
You know.
Of course,
that's
you
how she made
little fun moments.
I don't know. It's. I think this is a. Pixie dusting is just. Bullshit. I
let this.
It's the culture of Disney adult. This is really the culture of Disney adult, more so than adults
still,
going to the park.
Still trying to hold on to childhood. That's what it is. Still trying to hold on to childhood wonder and mystery.
Well, I would take it a step further. Is that they like the whole Disney thing. They want to be a part of it. They can't, or for whatever reason,
get
don't have time to get the job. And but they want to be. They want to be the star, and that's where the problem comes into. Is
well, you know
they
what?
Want to they want they, to be the ones that are handing this stuff out instead of having Disneyland hand.
This
out.
Is the generation of participation trophies, and people have never been told no to, and grew up with, you know, Jenna Marbles and the rest of the early influencers, and they think they all can become millionaires doing this, you know, influencing shit, and then. You see the influencer do it, and you got to do it, and you got to be part of it. But cross the line when it's a Jesus statue, you know. Full breaks then.
I don't care.
But...
It's still stupid.
that's my thought on that. Oh my gosh! Yet another blog entry that makes me twisted up.
It makes you puke. Quick,
no,
Greg, get
no,
the
no,
pixie, dust,
get pixie
quick,
dust.
Clean that up.
Pixie dust spreader on the Tilt-A-Whirl. There we go. Okay. I'm putting that one to bed. So, yeah. I'm just going to say thanks. I'm just going to say thanks for listening and have a good night. I'm done with this one.